freedom of speech.
Our dangers and our opportunities.
This is our challenge, and this is our time.
It really is a revolution.
It is absolutely a crisis, and we could fix this crisis. There is absolutely no reason why children should be sleeping outside in our community.
So, at the end of the day, where do people go when they have no home?
Episode 1, Part 2.
I'm Linda Mitchell. I'm the Chief Communications Officer here at Mary's Place, and we operate emergency family shelters. We have a day center for homeless women. We see about 100 to 120 women there every day for meals and food and hygiene and clothing and resources. And then we operate 10 emergency night shelters for families. Four of those are 24/7 resource centers. So there, families can find a safe, warm bed and a place for them to be together as a family at night. And then during the day, besides the basic food and clothing and hygiene and all of that, we also offer housing and employment resources. So we have a very robust staff of employment specialists, housing specialists, doctors, nurses on staff, kids clubs that are working with families every day to help them overcome their barriers and move into housing. The number of homeless families is really hard to pinpoint. There's a one-night count that will capture a number that is typically very low because homeless families are sometimes staying with friends or couch surfing, but they're also trying not to be found. Homeless families are afraid that they're going to lose their children if they're discovered to be unsheltered. There's also a number that King County has of families that are on the list today for a housing resource, and that is over 2,000 families that are on that list. So that we don't know exactly how current that list is, but it's probably fairly accurate. Mary's Place operates the county's coordinated intake line for families that are looking for emergency shelter tonight. And we turn away probably about half of the families that call us. That's maybe 12 to 15 families a night that we're not able to find a place for in our shelters or in any of the other family shelters in King County on any given night. So there is definitely a need. There are definitely families outside, children that are sleeping outside at night. There just isn't room for them all to come inside. Families that are turned away and where there's no space at a shelter are going to be either staying with friends or sleeping outside. Tents, many families in their cars, and just outside in doorways or under bridges, wherever they can. The reasons that people become homeless are many. There's mental illness and not enough resources. There's addiction, and we all know what about the opioid crisis that we face today at all levels of our society. Domestic violence, divorce, medical care. We have lots of families that have lost their jobs because they have a sick child, and they've had to give up everything to take that child to doctor's appointments. They've lost their job, and then they lose their house. Now they're living in a car outside of a hospital while they're taking their child in for chemotherapy or dialysis. We have a program we started last year called Popsicle Place that focuses on those families and brings them inside to get them some really focused medical care. We have a doctor and nurses on staff, making sure that they get to their appointments. They have some private space within our shelter system. We have lots and lots of babies. We have a program called Babies Best Starts. Same thing, get a lot of good medical attention and just some time for a new mom to bond with the baby and make sure that everybody starts off really in a really healthy way. They get their maternity leave just like any other mom does at Mary's Place. So as we've seen changes in the homeless population, we've adapted to meet those needs. You know, we first started seeing single women when we began this program back in 1999. Then in 2008 or so, we started seeing a lot more moms with children, and that was during the recession, and then full families. So we had nowhere to send these moms at the end of the day, and we didn't have a night shelter then. So we scrambled and put together our first night shelter. We brought in 40 moms and their children, but dads had to stay somewhere else. So we wanted to bring them all in together. We found our next building and brought in moms and dads. We started to see a lot of single dads. So we have lots of dads and their children. So just adapting to meet whatever need is out there. And now bringing those services to families that are not able to come inside for whatever reason, mostly because there just isn't space for them. So we've been able to adapt and grow. But there are still, you know, we still need resources to deal with mental health and opioid crisis and some of those issues that are still addressing our, I was going to say our society, but certainly just right here, even in Seattle and King County. It is absolutely a crisis. And we could fix this crisis. There is absolutely no reason why children should be sleeping outside in our community. We just need the community to come together, and they are, to increase capacity and to find the funding to bring families inside. So a program that Mary's Place has been piloting really successfully over the last year is something called Diversion. And we have staff that are mobile. They're out in the community meeting families where they are. So talking to families that are in their cars, in their tents, and providing them the resources, the employment resources, the housing resources that we can offer to families that are fortunate enough to be inside. We can offer those resources to families that are outside. And we have had great success helping those families overcome barriers and move directly into housing. And it's fast, it's cost effective, and it's working. And so a program like that that requires some flexible funding and staff has a lot of promise, I think, for moving some of these families back into permanent housing. Well, there's lots of ways that people can help. And I think that's part of the problem is that if you look at homelessness as a whole, it seems like this large, intractable problem that you just don't even know where to begin, and so people don't. But family homelessness is solvable, and it's small enough that we can, in fact, take care of this problem. And you can do it by, obviously, donating funds is an easy way, donating items, clothing. We have a wish list on our website of things that we need, diapers, wipes, we always, maternity clothes, we have lots and lots of young children and babies at Mary's Place. You can come in and volunteer. We have lots of volunteer opportunities across all 10 of our locations. So anything from cooking a meal to reading a book to a child, helping families with their job applications, mock interviews, housing applications, tons of ways that you can get involved personally beyond just writing a check. If you are a landlord, we have a housing program. We are looking for landlords that are willing to work with us to provide affordable housing to our families, to take a second chance on a family that might have an eviction or a debt in their past. And we will be that guarantor of that family for housing with landlords. So we're always looking for landlords that are willing to work with us. So lots of different ways that people can get involved, and we would welcome conversations about how you want to get involved and participate. Whatever your skill is, we could always use it.